You're listening to Red Nation Online.
Podcast interview series. My name is Steve Botcher, and recently I had the pleasure of speaking with Atiba Hutchinson. Atiba is a midfielder who currently plies his trade with PSV in the Netherlands top flight, and he was also named the Canadian Soccer Player of the Year for 2010. As one of the key members of the Canadian men's national team, Atiba has been capped 52 times by Canada and is one of the players expected to play a vital role for the national team at the 2011 Gold Cup and in the next round of World Cup qualifying. In this interview, Atiba and I discuss his recently completed first season with PSV, his years as one of the top players in the Danish Superliga, his thoughts on winning the Canadian Player of the Year award, the Canadian men's national team, Canada head coach Stephen Hart, the 2011 Gold Cup, and the upcoming World Cup qualifiers for Brazil 2014. And now, Atiba Hutchinson. Atiba, you're the reigning Canadian Player of the Year and have won the captain's armband recently. Do you see yourself as one of the leaders of the Canadian team, and are you looking to assert yourself more as a leader with Canada at this point in your career?
Well, it's something I have in mind. I try to be, as much of a leader as possible. Maybe not so much vocally, but just by leading by example and always working hard, basically. That's basically how I see it. I'm not the most talkative, but always just try to be help out the team and be as much of a leader as I can.
You're 28 years old now, which is generally an age in which years of experience competing professionally combined with a peak level of athleticism to produce a player's top years. Do you think you're heading into this Gold Cup and the ensuing round of World Cup qualifying at the peak of your powers as a footballer?
I kind of feel the same way. Getting older and getting more and more experience as a player, so I feel like I'm kind of getting to the peak of my game, and hopefully I can learn as much and hopefully it will go well.
At the club level, you recently completed your first year with PSV after several very successful years as one of the top players in Denmark while playing for Copenhagen. When deciding to make the move to Holland, was it simply a case of you'd achieved everything you could in Denmark and you needed a new challenge?
Yeah, kind of. I was in Denmark 4.5 years, won the championship a couple of times and, played in Europe in Champions League. And I kind of just wanted to, move on and try something new, kind of take the next step and go where I think the football was a little bit better and where I can continue to develop my game. So it was more about just moving on, developing, and still trying to go as far as I can as a football player.
After leading the Eredivisie for most of the campaign, PSV stuttered a bit at the end and ended up third in the league, just out of a Champions League spot. How would you assess your first season in the Dutch top flight, and was it a bitter pill just missing out on a chance to compete in the Champions League?
Yeah, of course. Pretty much all season, the team had done well, and had a good shot at playing in Champions League, and for that matter, even winning the league. So it was kind of tough to not finish in the first or second position. But of course, it's always something a learning experience, and you kind of take that and move on, and hopefully next year we can come back and have a better season.
How much of a role did the injury to star striker Ola Toivonen play in the terms of PSV struggling a little bit down the stretch?
Yeah, Ola was a very important player for the team. He's always out there working hard, and he's the type of player that's always in good positions and cannot change the game on his own. So he had some injury. He had a little small injury and had a couple game suspension. And I think, at the end of the day, you can say you don't really want to blame, say that it's one player that is missing because of the team, but
With a year in Holland under your belt, do you expect to be even more effective in your second season with PSV?
Yeah, hopefully that's the plan. You know, the first year, I think it was okay for me, a little bit up and down, but you know, I kind of got to get used to the league and you know, see how the team works and just kind of get comfortable. So I'm hoping the second year will be a lot better, and yeah, I can be effective and be an important player for the team.
You'll be playing again in the Europa League with PSV. How much does the experience of playing in competitions like the Champions League and Europa League benefit a player in terms of bringing something back to their national team?
No, I think it's very important. Getting the chance to play against so many different players and clubs at such a high level, it goes a long way. And if I can continue to play in competitions like that, it's a good way to develop and gain experience. So I think it goes a long way.
Canadian players playing abroad don't always get a lot of recognition by the Canadian media. What did it mean to you that you were voted Canadian Player of the Year for 2010?
Yeah, I mean, it meant everything to me. I mean, it's such a very big honor for me to win that. And of course, just playing for Canada, it's such an important step in my career, and I enjoy it every time, and to get an award like that, it means a lot, and it's a dream come true.
You made your way to Europe at the tender age of 19. How important was it for your development to leave Canada at a young age in order to immerse yourself in an environment in which soccer was clearly the top sport?
Yeah, I think it really meant a lot. At the time, there wasn't so much. Now there's more and more teams that are playing at a higher level in Canada with the teams in the MLS. But for me, I think in order to develop as a player at that time was a very big step for me, and I really enjoyed it, and I felt like it was the right move, and I learned a lot.
Before you signed with PSV, there were some rumors that you might actually sign with an English club. Is playing in England something that you'd like to do at some point in your career?
Dream for me to get the chance to play in the Premier League. The aim is hopefully one day it can maybe happen. But I'm happy with being at PSV. It's a good club. Traditionally, is very very well known and also good. So I'm happy for now. But I have ambitions, and I would like to keep pushing and fighting to ultimately maybe one day play in England.
Here in Toronto, the constant discussion over the last few months has been around the Dutch style of attacking football that Toronto FC is endeavoring to play under new head coach Aaron Winter. Since having the interim tag removed from his title, Steven Hart has emphasized a more attacking-oriented play-the-ball-on-the-ground style with Canada. How do the tactics and style of play at PSV compare to the system that Hart has implemented for the national team?
In Canada the last couple of years, we've been trying to play a little bit more of an attacking and possession game. So I think the mind frame in all the players and also in coaching is kind of similar to how it would be out in Holland, in terms of playing football and being effective going forward. So there's definitely similarities there.
Before the CSA made the decision to make Steven Hart the full head coach of the national team and remove the interim tag, they could have essentially gone two ways, hired a Canadian coach or hired a coach from abroad. Obviously, they chose the former, and I'm wondering how important you think it was for the CSA to give the job to Steven, who knows the players in Canada's player pool, knows the CONCACAF region very well, and understands the intricacies of managing a Canadian national team.
I think it's very important that Steven has been around the national team, different age groups, and also worked with the men's team for many years now. And yeah, like you said, he knows a lot of players that are out there, and he definitely is. He's got ambitions and wants the team to succeed. So I think it's the right move, and a lot of players, pretty much all the players are confident in Steven as a coach, and hopefully we can come together and
Canada's roster for the Ecuador match and the Gold Cup looks like a strong one, but one midfielder who has played an important and often underrated role for Canada over the last several years will be absent. How much will Canada miss Patrice Bernier at this Gold Cup?
Yeah, I think we'll miss him. He's been an important player for Canada. You know, he's got a lot of experience. He's played out in Europe for many years now, and he's a good player, attacking and also defensively. So I think we'll be missing him a little bit. But, saying that, we've got, a lot of other players that are, able to come in and pretty much do the same type of job as Patrice, and also some younger players that are eager to go and show themselves and make a name for themselves. So I think we'll miss him, but I think there's many other players that can step in.
It's my understanding that you played every minute of every match with PSV for the past campaign. Stephen Hart has talked about player fatigue as something he has to contend with, given how much players play in this day and age. How are you feeling physically, and is fatigue a concern for you?
We try to, not think about the amount of games that you've played, and kind of try not to let it get, a hold of you. I've played a lot of games, but you also got to get your rest. So I think I'll be, fit. As I can be for the next couple of weeks, and hopefully I can go out there and be effective and be a consistent player in the Gold Cup.
Following up the issue of fatigue, I'm wondering about balancing out club team responsibilities and national team obligations. CONCACAF recently announced a new qualifying format in which Canada will play more World Cup qualifying matches. Given that one of the big concerns of the players has been not enough matches playing together in the past, I'm wondering if you could give me your thoughts on the new qualifying format.
Well, I think, it's a little bit different. The team is going to have to, be prepared for it. We're going to have to come in a little round earlier and play a couple more games for the season. So I think we just have to be, focused and use this kind of as a stepping stone. This is all preparation. Of course, we want to go and do, very well in this tournament. And it's always, the more games you get, the more better. And if we can keep the core of the group together and get everybody in as much as we can, I think it's a very good way to prepare for ultimately get into the World Cup and qualify.
You were recently quoted on FIFA.com as saying, "We have a lot of variety and versatility in the Canadian team at the moment. We are gelling more and more, and every year it gets better." The team has delivered some impressive performances against quality European competition recently. What do you think are the most important strides that the team has made over the last couple of years?
Well, I think getting results is something that we've been definitely missing, and we're trying to work away at that. Regardless of where we play, it's always important to get a result, and try not to give up many chances or goals for that matter. So I think we just we're learning a little bit more and understanding each other a bit better, and everybody is feeling a lot more confident as a team, and I think that goes a long way for us.
Speaking of confidence, team spirit and confidence are generally very important parts of any form of team success. How's the spirit and confidence level of the players heading into the Gold Cup and then World Cup qualifying following up not long after?
No, right now the team is just coming together now, we're pretty confident in each other, and we know we have the ability to go out there and do very well in the tournament. So we just have to get off to a good start and use this next 10 days almost to prepare as well as we can.